the Lord reveals nothing, but he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. The prophets!
The prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets.
I told them that God would scatter all Israel through the world.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No. I told them if they forgot God, then he'd forget them too.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No.
They should have listened to the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets.
I told the king that God was going to let Assyria smack him down.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No. Assyria conquered Israel, carried all 10 tribes away.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No.
They should have listened to the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets. Listen to the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets.
With Israel gone, only Judah remained, and I told them they'd get plowed.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No. You can't count on your mighty men, your fences, or your gold.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No.
You should have listened to the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets. Listen to the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets, the prophets.
I told them Babylon would take the temple treasures one day.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No. Jerusalem would fall and all the people be carried away.
But did the people believe this prophet?
No. Everything we told this people did indeed come true. Yet we prophesied some other great and wonderful things too. We said great Babylon will fall, that dreaded enemy. And Cyrus, king of Persia, will set this people free. The exiled Judah will take up the Holy Land again, for a Savior, son of David, will be born in Bethlehem. These are the things that we wrote. These are the things that we read. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, these are the things that we said.